Can you guys imagine how much Benson's armor smells?
Yes.
Being in the Wolongi for 28 days, I think is what it said.
Swamp ass.
Well, longer than that even, because I think it was like...
With how much we trudged through that, like, just, neck-high water, it's probably washed off.
Just imagine when he takes that off and, you know, just, like, all sorts of gross sweat and mud and, I don't know, bugs are probably fucking in there. That's got to be disgusting.
I mean, do you think that Adelar didn't use the wand of water on it?
Did you use it without Benson's consent? Just like hose him down?
Every morning, Benson goes to pray. He comes back to see his armor nice and shiny and just thinks it's the goddess Iomade.
And what did you use to clean his armor in the Mwangi?
The wand of water.
Okay. Oh, so that's what you use the wand of water for every day?
Yeah, like a hose.
All right, then one of those days, I would have needed you to roll a percentile to see if it broke, but...
No. That's only if you use it more than once per day.
Yes, we used it once on the ooze.
I wouldn't have pushed the wand for
water. I love how Jake's like, I got a really funny thing to open with, and he's like, Benson smells.
He's stinky.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, isn't it the fact that in history, like full plate had to take another person to take it off and stuff so pretty much knights will just shit in their armor.
Yep,
something like that. Yeah, fun fact. So
they probably have squires.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh no, they do.
They just look at their squires and go shit for me.
The squires, the squires are sort of written in as just like, oh, they take care of the horses. They put your armor on. You know, they keep it tip top shape. They also wipe your butt and clean your armor out.
Yeah, because you can't bend. Like everything's there. Like, you gotta think like with armors like tied and tethered. Like, you can't just be like, oh, crap, I gotta go. Oh, crap. No, it's coming.
Squire, wipe my butt. Please.
All right, I have a serious question.
I will kill you.
What?
I have a serious question for the group. Can we get through one episode without talking about poop?
Absolutely not.
Not since Jake's at the end.
Absolutely not.
You always go to a poop jar.
Just we weren't even trying.
There's a common occurrence in my house where one of us will fart and then we'll blame it on the other one, and my daughter and I just constantly blame each other, and it's really funny.
You don't have the dog to blame it on either.
It's really great to see that you're just teaching her young that you really can't trust anyone.
the end all is where we blame the cat and and Remus who can barely meow because he's so soft spoken. We're just like, Remus. Oh, you farted. That was disgusting. Mind you, it was like me, so it was like a kind of fart.
He looks at you with betrayal.
Why have you done this, Father?
Speaking of Father.
That was actually really good.
Thank you.
Damn, see? Poop jerk leads into a father.
Last episode, we had ended with you guys, the heroes of Breach Hill, arriving back in Breach Hill. And you guys went into town, and everyone very surprised to see the Heroes of Breach Hill, as you are now called, to be back from back in town after a whole month of just fucking disappearing. Question: did you guys even tell anyone? I don't know if you did.
No. I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure that you told Pippinzarf. Just
that's it.
Like, yeah. We'll be back. Just fucking dipped out.
Told Pippinzarf that we'll be back. That we wanted the place cleaned up, and we did commission the dwarves.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. We commissioned Dorf for like, all right, looks good, guys. Walk downstairs, and we disappeared.
We didn't like go to the council and be like, we're going to the Mwangi through this portal in the ground.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing I can't remember. Did we know that it was going to the Mwangi?
No.
Yeah, so couldn't even say, like, hey.
We never ran back through.
No.
I guess we did have a pretty good hint from all the things we fought that were from the Mwangi.
So, I mean, you had the idea, but, like, you know, when you guys fought the Emperor birds in, like, the very beginning, you guys were just like...
That's weird.
Birds from the Mwangi, that's weird. Huh. Wonder how they got through. So, like, you knew that the things coming through were from there, so you could have definitely assumed that, but when you guys got through, you immediately saw, like, Joshi and, like, 20 elves were just arrows trained on you, and were just like, okay, guess we're not walking through back. Guess we're not walking back through yet.
Hey, maybe the Breach Hill just has a very, very exotic pet market.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe there's people that just come through and just, hey, I got this weird bear. Do you want it?
Gotta look
release
into
it
that.
Into the natural ecosystem. Nothing will go wrong.
What, the emperor birds are like medium-sized birds?
Yes,
too.
Yeah, yeah. They're
just destroy the local sparrow population. Yes,
yeah. All the vultures just are disappearing around in the country.
What the hell's going on?
Where'd all the birds go?
But as you guys got back to town, you were Adalar jumped in to help settle a legal dispute of who has the rights to the Passandi Bros stonework stuff. And through the crowd, you hear, "Addy! Addy, my boy! Addy!" And Adalar, your father, came rushing through the crowd to embrace you.
Adalar is very shocked. He's extremely shocked. He kind of doesn't know what to say. He's like, father, you came.
Well, you can't even get the sentence out before he comes up and just hugs you and embraces you. It's just like, my boy, you look great. Where have you been?
Well, I've been adventuring.
Right, you're the hero. You're the hero of Breach Hill.
Well, yeah, I don't invest too much into the title. It's not really big.
This is my son. He starts like pointing at you. My son is somebody. He's someone. He's a hero of Breach Hill. He's like ecstatic, and you know, like the uniform that you know from the flashback or whatever. That he's been here for a minute now.
Oh yeah,
he's been here for a minute, and he finally sees you. And the fact that everyone called you the heroes of Breach Hill, yeah, and he's just like, oh my god, like people weren't joking. Yeah. So
usually Adalar, he kind of like, you know, relishes this thing, like he, you know, basks in the praise of others, but he's very uncharacteristically sheepish around his father's doting.
Oh, is he blushing a bit?
Definitely.
Benson will come up and Mr. Vaynor.
Right. Aleph, hello.
I am Benson Black. I'm your son's friend.
Right. Oh, you're one of the other heroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, great.
Nice to meet you.
Great.
And he shakes his hand.
Yeah, he shakes really quick. Addy, please, tell me what's been going on. Tell me of your great conquests.
Oh, well, me and my companions, any emotions, let me introduce you. My apologies. This is Elkwood Grimm.
It's a bell. He just...
Best archer in the business. I think you might remember him, Kezra de Rajan. I think I mentioned him before I left.
Yeah, I've heard of Kezra.
Oh, I've heard stories.
He was like, I told you, stay away from him. He's a bad influence.
Adalar, he was literally in jail.
Abadar gives second chances to everyone.
Smoked cigarettes.
Stop. Does he still do the drugs?
always with your dad with judging.
Yeah, I'm a clean man now. You got something in your nose.
Yes, well, he's a powerful sorcerer, and he's a good friend. You cannot always judge by outward appearances or past criminal offenses. Or current criminal offenses. May or may not be on the run. Or future criminal offenses.
Wait, he like leans in. You're not running a criminal empire, are you?
No. That's Elkwood's thing.
So criminal what? Offenses really are subjective.
I just transport money.
I assure you that everything we've done is by the book. You know me, always by the book. Well, not always, but recently by the book.
Well, Addy, this is just wonderful. And then people are starting to like go off and kind of like do their own thing, and so it's sort of just the five of you around.
Yeah, he definitely relaxes a little bit seeing that everyone is paying him no mind now. He's like kind of like, you know, a little sweaty, like, oh God, father, let's perhaps we can talk this over. Here, I know a great cookie spot in town.
Cookie? Well, I've been around for a few weeks. I haven't seen a cookie place.
But last time I was here in town, yes, there was this incredible spot for cookies.
That? You weren't there.
Was I not?
That was me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Elkwood told me of this incredible spot for cookies.
Elkwood told, you know what? Elkwood explained it so well, it's like I was there.
I was there. I even knew the people. It just disappeared between two alleyways and looked back and it was gone.
Oh. Well, I heard about your castle, and I...
Oh, yes.
Well, I went there, and there were a lot of dwarves, and I went to go and ask them about my boy Adalar, and they said that they were working for you, but then two kobolds shoved me out of the place.
Oh, you met Pippin's off. Apologies, they are, they take their duties very seriously.
They tried to stab me repeatedly.
Well, they are just a little overprotective. The stereotype of kobolds is they protect their hoard, and, they live up to it.
Wait, you have a hoard that they protect?
Well, they had a hoard. I don't know if it's still... Kezra's, did we throw that away, or do they still have their hoard?
Right.
What was their hoard?
I need to be clear.
Hey, maybe you should not talk about what we have in the castle while we're in public.
What, is this taxidermy?
There's literally some copper pieces and, like, trash.
It was like...
So, we have so much money.
Let
me get back to that room. Under treasure, there is little of actual value in this kobold's, quote, hoard. but if you spend 20 minutes searching through it, mind you, this is back in book one. If you spend 20 minutes searching through it, you can find bits of dented coins and precious metals worth 15 gold pieces total.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you guys did that, so I think that the kobolds kept that, so you don't know where that is now, but
it's somewhere.
We're gonna steal their shit. Since we befriended them, I think I remember leaving that.
It's not there when you came back, by the way, so. So they move that.
Right.
It's under the floorboard.
it's all stone floors. How did they do that?
Well, we put them in charge of our estate, and I guess they did their job well. I'm sorry I did not actually expect you to come, by being honest.
Well, there was word about the going through Cheliax of these heroes of the small town to the northeast, and
word got all the way to Agorian.
Yes, word travels quite fast. You're a hero! A hero! He's, like, trying to, like, shout it, even though it's just sort of echoing now. There's not many people around.
Did you go to the temple by chance?
The temple here in town?
No. Back in Agorian. The Temple of Abadar.
Oh, when they invited me. I usually didn't go on my own. I was too busy working and caught up in my own things, Adalar. You know me, but I'm a lot better now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Can I roll a perception check on
Yeah,
that?
yeah, go ahead.
Stone sober. We have this nice bar, by the way.
I got a 20.
20. You knowing your dad pretty well, you can tell that it sounds like he is keeping to his word, but not willingly. Like, he's sort of, like, he feels, he's quit it, but he's not, like, happy about it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you have found other ways to spend your time. That's, it's good to hear.
I've just been working. We're working a whole lot. In fact, I went up to go help out with the castle, help out up there. But of course, the kobold chased me out. So
I guess
I wasn't really able to really help out. I even told them. I told them I would work for free, and they told me I was a liar and that I was some kind of a swindler.
Well, Father, you have good talents. I wouldn't want your labor to be for free.
Addy, you're my boy. You're my son, my prized son. And if this is where Abadar has led you, then I will help you in any way that I can. Just allow me to help you for once in my life. Please.
I guess when you put it that way, it's hard to refuse. I do think there are some things that we wanted to finish up in the castle. I'm sure we can... I know that there are a couple pieces that I was going to commission, but... carpenter such as yourself, I couldn't think of no one better. But I guess I just wanted to know if the temple had asked about me or anything. I don't know if how they took the news. I felt like, I don't know, I had some weird vibes upon leaving.
When I went, they did ask about you, but that's all that they did, actually. They just said, How is Adalar? Is he coming back? And I said, he's off answering his calling somewhere. And they said, fine. And that was about it.
I see.
I don't know. You know that You know how they are up there. They don't really explain anything unless it comes to legal matters.
That's true.
Or me tithing, as if I could tithe.
Well, I suppose I shouldn't have expected anything different. But I'm sure everyone's doing well.
Are you setting up your own temple here? Is that what the castle's for?
Well, I do. Abadar hasn't been quite clear on the purposes for the castle, but any kind of motions to his companions. We do split it four ways, so I think it'll be multi-purpose. I did have some designs to at least maybe open up some sort of consulting firm within there so I could help settle some legal matters. I was actually in the process of settling one when I came back into town. It seems that their laws and bylaws maybe are established, but there's not a lot of precedent for the rulings, so...
The only temple that I've seen in this town is the Dream House, the Temple of Desna.
Oh yes, you've met Warble.
Warble, oh yes. she's wonderful.
Yes, a delight indeed.
I think technically Caden's Keg counts as a temple.
It does.
Yes.
Oh, there's a reason I have not been there.
Sorry, that was very tone deaf.
Yeah, there's a temple. There's also Caden's Keg over there. What, you want a drink?
And Jim's just like, wow, I read the room wrong there.
Don't worry, they have no duels.
Another own goal by Benson.
can Elk will kind of like do a check on him just to see, like, because he's just kind of like reading it, but like the whole thing that he was saying that, I don't know, like on the level sort of situation.
Yeah, sure.
Because like, it's just like, he's like, oh yeah, I'm doing fine. He just, to me, sounds like a swindler.
Go ahead and roll perception for sense motive.
No, roll criminal underground.
Yeah, roll.
Hey, if I do that,
roll a natural 20. He's actually John Wick.
Oh shit, that's Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Let's see here. Let's see. That's a 12 on the die. So.
Oh snap.
Yeah, so if it's just perception.
Yeah, just regular perception just to...
Yeah, it's just like hearing him because he's like, oh yeah, like I heard you got this new castle. It kind of always makes it sound like, hey, can I move in? Like,
So
my total is a 27.
Cool. That's a success. It does sound like a huge opportunity for him.
That's what I thought.
But it doesn't sound nefarious. It doesn't sound like he's just like, all right, time to get rich. It almost feels like he has something to do. Mm. You know what I mean? As if like he didn't have much going on before. And so now he's just like, oh my God, my son's doing great. I'll go help him. So it's sort of like he has purpose again.
Okay.
So not nefarious. It's just sort of an opportunity has arisen.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. It's just more like he was looking like, as soon as he's like, oh, you have a castle now.
You're right.
Like, yeah, you're like,
He is impressed, but he you can also tell that he sees this as like a huge opportunity for like him and Adalar. It kind of just sounds like he found like purpose again.
Gotcha.
You get the feeling he wasn't doing much where he was back in Chilliax.
But that's the other thing that he's like, that the word spread all the way to Chilliax from this.
That's kind of alarming, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I dream messaged him, so, like, you know, I let him know I was out here, but, like, the fact that he just, you know, heard about
it. Heard about it as well. Yeah, like, how far is that exactly from Breach Hill? Like, I mean, Breach Hill is
a while.
Yeah.
It is a minute.
It's in,
Is it Usalov or no?
No,
it's in Isgur, I think. Isgur.
Yeah, it's in Isgur, whatever.
But the fact that word spreads that fast,
it's like on the border of Isgur.
Yeah,
and Chilliax. But
well, since these people don't have Netflix or the NFL, they really don't have much else to talk about.
There's like a river and a big forest between us and there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yep. So
pretty long way.
There is. I don't want to go to World Anvil. There was something that was like. Oh well, that's that.
But it's reasonably distant.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it is quite the distance.
Because like Breach, like going back to like the very beginning with Breach Hill, it is a small town. But is it well, like kind of like the known, like oh yeah, visit Breach Hill, like if you're in the area, like it's.
So you guys are in Eisger, which is the like northeast corner of Old Cheliax, which is, I guess, is technically like a continent. So I mean, it would have traveled like halfway through Old Cheliax in order to get there. So Eisger is quite small in comparison to Old Cheliax because of obvious reasons. It's not unheard of. It's not like, you know, the improbable even that word would have traveled like that. Especially since you guys were called heroes in a tradition that has been an annual thing for, you know, eons, pretty much.
That makes more sense.
It's one of those things that it's just like, you know, it didn't make much sense to you because you didn't know like the culture of the town, but like it was a pretty big deal what you guys did. And then the whole, like I said, the whole mystery of the fact that you guys just fucking disappeared.
Just like Lame and Breachman.
Sure, the Agorian newspaper has like an around the region section where the reporters go out and find out what's going on in the region.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the word got there somehow, either by word of mouth or...
We're trying to interview them. Where are they?
Where did they go?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Pip and Zarf having to chase away reporters.
Get out of here, Carmack! Get out of here, go!
They just stab them.
We sent reporters, but they fucking died.
Why do we keep sending level one reporters?
But it's good to see you. It's been a long time. It feels it's only been a little over a month, but it feels like a long time. I feel like we have much to catch up on.
You've done so much here, Adelar. You've really made a name for yourself, and I can't wait to see where Abadar guides you and what you and your friends can accomplish. If you ever need anything, I'm not good at very much, but if you ever need anything and I can help, I will do it at the drop of a hat, Adelar. It's the least I can do for you.
Why, thank you. That it means a lot. Tell me, what are your accommodations here in Breach Hill?
I've been slowly working up some money at the Wainwright shop. But you know, I just get a little room at the inn. It's a little one bedroom place. I've just been sleeping there, and been living quite the simple life. Been asking around town about you every morning when I woke up, and every night before I went to bed. And still, everyone was just saying the same thing, that you all disappeared. So
yes, perhaps we could catch up over dinner tonight. I think my companions and I have some business in town, but I actually might have a pretty big opportunity here in town that I'd like to discuss with you.
Wherever you're going, I'm going. And just like, as he's just like, takes his backpack and like readjusts it, like he's just ready to go.
All right, you are welcome to come along then. I hope you all don't mind.
Whatever.
Yeah, just leans over to Elkwood. I give it about 20 minutes before Kezra kills him.
Give him 20? Okay. 15.
start placing bets.
It's 15 minutes, Kezra kills him, and Ben's like, shit, I took the over.
You always get $1.
You always get $1.
Price is right, Bolt. Price is right, Bolt.
So, what do you guys want to do in town? The four of you were talking extensively about what you wanted to buy and craft and do all sorts of stuff. So what have you guys come to as a resolution for what your goals are in town?
Like to sell excess gear.
Yes.
Of which I have tallied up.
Yes.
Basically all the plus one striking armor, plus one armors that we have lying around.
Yep.
So,
plus one stuff. Oh,
do you want me just to tell you how much it is and...
Yep, go ahead.
Right, how much so, we break the economy here?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. All right, so if we go around to the various places and sell our gears, it'll be 600 gold and 105 extra silver.
Disgusting.
Which,
absolutely disgusting.
Which would come to, with all of the gold and random things that we found, like gold nuggets and shit, we'll come to 4,600 gold.
Does the town have this much money?
4,000 silver and 7,800 copper.
Well, you could definitely get the however much you are So you selling stuff would come up to 600 or whatever?
Selling, that's just weapons and armor.
Okay, gotcha.
That doesn't include, like, the gold nuggets.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't delete those, but we had, like, gold. We had all those gold nuggets.
Yep.
Did we clean them first?
We had six gold.
Oh, yeah. It's just going through the bag here.
Does Preachill ever experience arsenic?
Six idols worth 75 gold each. Bunch of random stuff.
There's a scale in there, too, if I remember correctly. That was a pretty penny.
Didn't Adler take that, or no? Well, there's no
point. Oh, I mean, no, there's great reason for him to take that. I'm just saying that, like, that was also worth a pretty penny.
You have the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I just held on to the scale.
Right. Obviously, for...
Puts it in his room.
For flavor reasons, Adler has that. Yeah, so, I mean, you guys can spend the majority of the day, selling and bargaining, bartering this stuff off, and eventually you do come out with that much money.
all right, so it's 1,151 gold each, 1,000 silver each, and 1,950 copper each.
Can we get that all? Can we get, like, most of that converted to gold? Like, because it's 100 silver to a gold?
10.
So that's another 100 gold.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with it.
All right. But,
now, I will ask, what cart are you buying to carry all of this coinage? It's a lot of coins.
Benson.
Oh, we got a bag of holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff it in the bag.
We have to toss it in the bag. We have a Benson.
We have a Benson.
You're like, no, wait. I have exact change. Under the counter with the bag.
How much copper did you say, by the way?
1,950.
Jeez. Like, I imagine just walking around with 1,900 copper just in your pockets, just throwing it on the table.
Good thing I got cargo pants.
Don't worry, you guys that wear cargo pants to the store.
Jingling each time you walk.
What's really funny for everyone at home, we have a shared Google Doc here with just, like, loot and gold and all that kind of stuff. And what's funny is, everyone was, we were like, all right, make sure to get your stuff in because you're going back to town. You can sell stuff or buy stuff or whatever. And everyone was putting their stuff in. And, of course, everyone jokes about, like, oh, I'm going to put a +3 Vorpal, Vorpal Longsword in here. And I was like, I'm going to audit it, okay? I'm going to audit it. And I didn't. And John called my fucking bluff because he put a tech deck skateboard of wish in here.
Yep. That is canon on Benson's body. The only thing is, to activate it, you have to do a wicked kickflip, and he just can't do it.
He just can't. Nobody can do a kickflip. Nobody's heard of a kickflip, so it's not applicable.
DC 35. Yep.
Damn it.
Reflex save. I can't do it.
Man, Tony Hawk would kill that DC.
Yeah, he would.
Is Tony Hawk in this universe?
Yeah, I'll make him canon. Hell yeah. Yeah, and Tony Hawk fell back in time into Galarian.
Fell back in time into a different universe.
Yeah,
and he just, all he had was his trusty skateboard. He defeated demons.
He's like, you know what? It's all I needed.
He just, it's like Tony Hawk Pro Skater. He just starts grinding on different gaps in order to kill demons and shit. Uses as the trucks.
Oh my, they're in, was it Tony Hawk's Underground 2 that you went to hell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a level that you go to hell.
There was a level that you went to hell, and the devil was in there, and he was like a short, like, Rob Snyder-looking dude, if I remember correctly, and he did have a heart-shaped bed.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can tell him to dance, and he'll just do, like, a little jig.
The people that made that game never took it seriously, and I love it.
It's the best way to do it.
So, you go around selling your jams, selling your stuffs.
Benson going back to his family roots as a weapons dealer.
Damn it, just never leaves.
You got just poor weapons over some poor guy's shop.
I mean, all this will be an upgrade for the people in this town.
Yeah, that's why they buy it immediately. They're just like, yeah, sure, yeah, definitely.
Now listen, in about 30 seconds, you look like you have some money on you. I'm going to attack you. Do you want this sword or not?
Yeah, I mean, so there's plenty of places you could have gone. There's Quarters and Bits, which is this dual storefront. Oh, this is I think it's my favorite store in the whole place.
Yeah, we've been here once.
Yeah. This dual storefront is home on one side to a general store called Bits, and the other one, a weapon and armor smith called
That's
Quarters.
Right. Yeah.
From the outside, the business seems separate until it becomes clear that both are the effort of proprietor Crink Twindleton, or Quink Crick Twiddleton.
Does it just run between each counter?
Yeah. Yes, he does. A fast-talking halfling whose right. sales skills are often seen him selling outlandish items to customers who never knew how much they need him. Who never knew how much they needed his wares. Crick is known for wearing a smart suit and a jaunty hat, and for having a mischievous twinkle in his eye. But beyond his cheesy charisma, he's also known for importing some of the finest goods and employing several highly skilled smiths. So there's like smiths in the back, so you come in and like dump this stuff, and he's just like, "Oh boy, look at all this!" buys it off of you immediately, and he's just like, "Thanks, buddy. Come back when you get more of this stuff." But yeah, because it is two swords in one, there's two counters, and he does run between them. It's very funny.
And he's like a halfling, so
he is a halfling. He's a chaotic neutral male halfling merchant. Yeah, so he
chaotic neutral.
Oh god, his little feet. You have to be a chaotic to run two swords at once.
That's true.
No one in their right mind would do that.
Like he's like the one that's like hidden geniuses that you like. You ask him a question, he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I know exactly."
Oh yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, oh,
why don't you hire another cashier for the other store? No,
don't mind mine.
That's a loss of profit.
Stupid. Wait, you want me to pay another person? Absolutely not. Yeah, so you go in and you can just sell that stuff to him. He's just ecstatic to take all that off of you, and he puts it right on the wall with a price tag. He is the only price tag gun in all of Galarian. He just
tiki. Legendary item.
He took levels in crafting, craft yes. wonders item.
Yep. to gain.
And all he does is do a 10% increase on that.
Absolutely, he does. Yeah. Like, and then the next person walks in is like a farmer looking for, you know, to like repair a hoe. And he's like, you want a longsword? You need a longsword.
You need a striking longsword?
tell me, how many wolves go after your sheep? And the guy's like, what, wolves do go after my sheep? He's like, sounds like you need a longsword, buddy.
About all the crazy magic going around. Those wolves are about 2-3 times the size.
This here magical longsword worth all of your crops for a year.
The rumor's going around that there's a gnome merchant releasing wolves in the countryside. You never know.
It's like an evil druid in the countryside.
No, just guys in the back raising wolf pups, and just runs out to these farms and just releases them. Like, they'll need my swords.
Damn, that's a good business.
He's like, you know, if there's not a market for it, make one. What
does our work in Breachill is just rooting out illegal business practices?
Yeah, just unfair business practices.
We'll get him for tax evasion.
What else do you guys do in town? You have sold a bunch of stuff. You guys got here at like 9:30 a.m. and it is like 4 o'clock now.
Snap.
You took a long time to do
it. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. You had to go to a lot of different places. People were chatting you up the whole time in town. You've had a day.
They wanted selfies.
Yeah,
it's a day.
They're like, what the hell is that? And it's like, it's a camera. What?
We crafted this. Why are these futuristic items getting into Pathfinder?
A wand. It's a wand of image preservation.
Oh yeah, you can do
so,
that.
So every time you cast the wand, it displays an image.
I hate the idea that that's a real thing.
Yeah, it could definitely happen.
I mean, we'll act like a creative mind.
Here's the thing. There is a way by the rules of Pathfinder to preserve images in your mind.
I know. That's why it's incredible. I said, like, when you said it, I was like, no, that can't be a thing.
Yeah, yep. It works. It works.
It's very expensive.
Well, of course.
But you just have to think about it. Like, think very creatively, and you can pretty much make a market in this entire world.
Yeah.
Like, two magics together, and you can make a camera or...
No,
a movie.
I really want there to just be like a hunter who takes a selfie with each of his quarries.
Just holds it.
Hey, just kill this jungle drake.
Has to be a wand though, so he's just holding the wand in front of him.
Hashtag courageous. Hashtag endangered.
He looks at the picture later. Oh man, I blinked.
Shit, I blinked.
I can cast it again, or it might break.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, you said it's 4 o'clock, so
yeah, it's like 4:30 p.m. Aleph's still walking around with you.
Yep.
Wow, so much treasure.
Your dad's cramping our style. Tell him to go away. No.
We left him outside. He wasn't allowed to know. He's not allowed to see our business dealings.
But
I'm sure you understand, Father. You're just not cool. Get out of here.
One of my saws broke the other day. Could you buy me one while you're in there?
Jeez.
It's just a little wooden handsaw. That's all I need.
Elk's got an extra hatchet.
No, a handsaw. The hatchets are different. See, he doesn't know anything. Why do you hang out with this guy?
You don't know nothing about woodwork.
What I'm saying is a hatchet will work.
It's a striking hatchet. It'll knock that wood
completely. Of course, Father, of course. I will get you a handsaw. I'm sure they're only a cup of copper. So I go to the...
Get the good one.
I go to Bits. I'm like, how much for your finest handsaw?
But finest handsaw? Well, you see, this one's magical. It's clearly not.
I detect... You see my hands glow with magic?
No, not real magical. I mean, it is... in a sense magical. See, this is massively crafty. This is massively crafty. You see, if you hold it up like this, then he's like showing you like the curves of it and stuff like that, and it is a very straight and a very well crafted one. He's just saying magical with like air quotes.
All right, how much you want for it?
One silver piece.
All right.
You can have this with the box. What's in the box? You won't know until you buy it.
It's a grab box. I don't have bags. It's a grab box.
Open it up and it's a mimic.
Damn it! I'm chaotic neutral.
Yeah, so I get him a handsaw. All
right, so
really nice one.
Yeah, yeah. Pull it out and he's just like, oh, you... Wow, the treasure just flows from your fingertips, Adelar.
I suppose, you know, someone looking to get a new start in a new place, the least I could do.
I might ask him for the smith send back and stuff like that.
Yep.
For... rune crafts, like putting a rune onto a weapon.
Oh, what level? Don't worry about. Don't go to these smiths. Don't you know Kezra? He's been practicing the art of transferring magics.
Yes, but I don't like him.
Can you do a level 7?
But is he as good as Boris? And he just pulls a dwarf on the back as he's like working. He's still a hammer in his hand. He's just like, what?
Actually, no, is that true? Like, can you craft something level 7?
You would need to procure the formula for such runes. I can craft staves, potions, wands, and scrolls.
Formulas, you need, huh?
Formulas.
Formulae.
I got plenty of formulae over here.
To live in a world without Google.
No, there's a wand for that.
Shit.
Isn't there a very basic wizard spell that's like, I want information about a thing, and it literally a page... appears.
That sounds really cool.
I don't know.
Hey, I don't know about that.
I don't have access to the arcane, Mr. Spencer. You know this.
Weirdly enough, I do.
Okay. Ask yourself then.
Well, that's something I might ask Astro later then. Well, never mind. I need to research about something anyway.
I need to find out how much room formulas are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm talking like levels.
You'll never find better craftsmanship here, as he says as you are walking away.
Oh, yes. Don't worry. We'll come back if we can do
You'll
it.
You'll be back. For my stuff.
Yeah, don't worry, buddy. We will definitely be back.
Perhaps. I mean, we might actually. He's a pretty good salesman.
He's the only person in this whole town with enough money to buy our shit.
He has hidden investments somewhere. Adelar, look into that.
What level rune? What level rune were you thinking?
There was a level 7 one. Wounding.
Oh,
That would be an 18 gold formula.
What?
Well, no. That's too much.
It's 18? I can't afford that. really, 18?
That's it. Yep. And then I have it forever, and I can craft just
okay. 7 runes. Because that's a nice little thing of if you deal damage with a wounding weapon, you deal an extra d6 persistent bleed damage.
That's awesome.
So, that's actually that's really good. Cracked.
Yeah. So that's why I was looking into it. And it says you can into a piercing or slashing. It has to be a melee weapon, but
right.
Like imagine putting that on like a star knife or a sword. Like
oh. Just yeah.
Now see if you can put it on your sword because I know that
limits,
that,
right?
Yeah, do what?
Are there limits to how many runes you can put?
There are limits because the number of so there's
there's fundamental runes and property runes.
Thank you, fundamentals.
Do you have any property runes on there now? Fundamental runes are +1 and potency runes and striking runes.
Okay, so
they do not conflict with property runes.
Okay, because this is the only thing that is +1 striking.
Okay, so then you're fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Plenty of room for a property.
Yeah. Rune. So now the number of property runes you can have is equal to the like the plus like if you have +1
it's the potency.
Yeah. Level. Yeah. Yeah. So if you have +1, you can only have 1. Yes. If you have +2, you can have 2. So yeah, for your bow that's +2, you can get 2 runes put on that bad
Ooh,
boy.
That's
so
sick.
Think about that when you're looking at the formula.
Will.
So. Yeah. So
So, ironically, we will be back.
So it's 18 for the formula, and then I can craft it for half the price of its total price.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, shit. Halfling, there.
What was his name again?
Fink.
Brink Twiddleton.
Crink
Twiddleton.
Okay. Well, you know what? Actually, I'm considering some
formulae. I knew you'd be back, you son of a gun.
Oh, yes. Have an interest in something for a wounding rune. I need a formula for that.
Ah, looking to do some damage.
Oh, of course.
And don't worry, we've brought the requisite paperwork. I know that you just can't get these dangerous runes, but we have permission from the council right here.
Right, yeah, go ahead and sign this paper. And he just gives you, like, a stack of papers.
Look at this.
All right, I'll review the terms and conditions.
Give it to me under a paragraph. I don't feel like reading.
And then while you're, like, reading through and, like, signing things, he just takes Elkwood and he's like, all right, what do you want?
We need...
What do you need? Got this. Uppers, downers. You know, no, I'm looking for a wounding rune.
No, just the formula.
And the formula, sorry. Yes, just the formula. And I will actually look at something else, too. Because for the bow, like, because there's a couple things that, like, I'm looking at it, but then it's, like, melee only.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're,
which would be cool. God, that would be awesome. If you could do a wounding rune on a bow, like, imagine just, like, hitting. Like, it makes sense, theoretically.
It does, but
like,
yeah.
Like, piercing, but it's only piercing melee.
Yeah. So, okay, so you want to get the wounding one from him now, and then just research plenty of things for your bow, and then you can do that tomorrow. All right, so, he goes and pulls out a chest from behind the counter, shuffles through it.
Can't Adelar haggle him down?
What's the fucking point?
Keep reading them papers over there. Lots of important information in there.
I love how mad John gets when Tim and I are cheap.
We have so much fucking money.
Yeah, take them for all they got.
He hands you the piece of paper with the formula on it, and he's just like, got plenty more here. He, like, shuffles the papers and stacks them back in.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be back. Thank you.
And so Adelar hands back all of the signed paperwork. All right, you'll see that everything is in order.
Great. Throws behind him in the trash can.
Just Shredder.
Mean.
Just right into the brazier.
Yeah, like the doors of forging. He's just using it to build the fire back up.
Adelar does take note of that.
I don't think that was a legal process.
Wait, did I follow rules that weren't actually there? What?
This is what I think about your rules.
No, you have to file that with the council, so there's an on record of who possesses what rune formulae.
You know what? You're totally right. Anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Meanwhile, Benson's like, this town barely has guards.
They have two guards and one.
I would know. I was one of them.
I was literally the only competent guard.
And the only other guard got his, what was it? He got
stabbed in the dick.
That's
right. So he's paperwork duty at this point. He just sits at a desk. Can't really do anything else.
He can still swing a sword after getting stabbed in the dick.
Well, only one in his hand.
Oh, so mean to this non-existent guy.
That poor bastard.
Wait, should we, like, check in on him and see what he's doing?
Nah, who gives a fuck.
Hey, Benson, I'm back.
Yeah, fuck.
Benton,
hey,
can
Stubby.
Benton, can you lay hands on me again? What else are you guys doing, Tim?
I really want to find that cookie place that Elkwood talked about that disappeared.
Roll me perception check.
Ooh. Like, they were the best cookies I've ever had. I tell you.
24.
No.
Elkwood, you said it was here, right?
Yes. Can I roll perception?
Yeah, roll perception.
It's like a cookie place. It's like in a speakeasy. It's like really hard to find.
Nope. 17.
I was
you go there and you're like, the town isn't that big, and it's just a garden here. It's just like a public garden.
You know what the worst part is? Skull probably would have found it. Use his nose.
That's true.
But I just imagine, like, there is, like, the distinct smell of baked goods, but it's just.
Yeah. Oh, that's annoying. It's like the smell of a freaking what was it? Cinnabon.
Oh yeah.
Like, constantly, you're like, where is it?
When you walk by in the mall, you're like.
I know one's in here. I just don't know where it is yet.
You said the name of that place was Critical Hit Cookies, right?
Yes. I remember the staffer behind the desk. She was just floating there.
floating there like a god. Yes. Goddess.
Goddess.
What do you guys do for the afternoon?
You know, I say let's get ourselves some dinner.
Some dinar?
Yeah, some dinar.
Okay.
We did our shopping, you know, time to get ourselves
some dinner. Yeah, yeah. Where would you like to go? You have...
What are all the establishment's bars?
You can go to the Pickle Deer.
We only live in bars.
The Pickle Deer?
You could go to the Pickle Deer.
Get some pickles.
That's the place that Roxy Dent owns that had the hole, or the tunnel.
Yeah.
You could go and hang... you could go to the Great Dream House and just sort of hang out with Warble. She has not seen you guys yet, so...
That's true.
Elk might visit her, just because he also now has an item of Desnod.
That's right.
That's a good point. You could go to Caden's Keg. I don't know. I don't know how you want to do that with Alla, but you know.
You go to the Pickle Deer.
Okay,
Pickle Deer. Just sit outside.
Pickle Deer is, I end up quote, the rough and tumble dive bar.
There you go. All
right.
Oh yeah, that's better.
Is that Guy Fieri?
He's like, this is my bucket nachos, and he just comes. Guy yes. Fieri, he just has just points in cooking. Cooking and charisma, that's it.
Benson will go to Caden's Keg because he knows that place is clean.
That's true.
You know, I think Adelard might want to go alone with the laugh. Catch up.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That was the other thing. I was like, that'd be really awkward. So
being the third wheel between father and son that hadn't seen each other.
I love how the assumption was that Elkwood and Kez would definitely not go to the field here.
Yeah. Oh, there's also the Wizard's Grace. This is the place that you guys first went to in the very beginning, in the very first episode. So owing its proximity to Breachill's Town Hall, the Wizard's Grace Tavern is the favored establishment of many adventurers who seek work in the Council of the Town's Monthly Call for Heroes. Hmm. So this is where you guys were that the guy was talking about in the very first episode when he was like, this is how I killed a boar, it became my favorite meal, and blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah, I don't think he'd want to go there because they probably ask for stories, and I'm just like, oh.
They absolutely would have, yeah.
You can disguise yourself.
That seems like more Kezra speed.
Next morning, Kezra has no pants, and he's walking around again.
recreate episode 12. All right, so sorry. Tell me where you guys are going again.
Oh yeah, where is everyone going? I know. Me and Aleph are going to the Pickle Deer.
Pickle Deer. Okay.
I'm going to Caden's Keg.
Going to Caden's Keg.
Yeah, Kezra's going to Caden's Keg. We'll be going to Caden's Keg after visiting Warble.
Okay.
I guess I'll go. Well, unless you wanted to go alone.
No, it doesn't matter.
I'll visit Warble first with him.
All right, so you go to let's do the Great Dream House first.
I do like the name of that.
It's really cool. So I'll go ahead and read this again. This is in the Gazette here. So, one of the few dedicated temples in Breachill, the Great Dream House is a monastery-like establishment dedicated to the goddess Desna. About 30 priests and acolytes call the place home, living, working, studying, and praying in the temple's peaceful lounges and verdant indoor gardens. The Great Dream House offers a place for weary travelers of all stripes to rest, and most of its resident faithful are willing to provide healing at a reasonable price. On clear nights in the summer, head priest Kellen Carandil, a male elf cleric of Desna 5, invites the public into the temple's observatory to gaze at the stars and ponder the callings of the goddess of travelers.
You're telling me Warble is not the head priest?
No, she's not.
What?
No, she's the town favorite, because...
I mean, look at her wearing the little hat. It's cute as shit.
It's pretty cute.
It's kind of adorable.
When the head priest goes up to, like, do a sermon, and everybody's just like, boo! Where's Warble?
Where's Warble?
Yeah, Warble.
Like, no, please, no. Kellen is a wonderful man. He's a very reserved guy, so he's sort of one of those, like, aloof guys. Even when people are booing him, he's just like, the dreams that Desna will bring me tonight.
Shut up! Bring out the funny one!
Bring out the goblin!
You're not small, green, and cute! Shut up! you go in and one of the...
I had a dream I was kicking your ass!
You go in, but one of the acolytes sees you, and they're just like, oh good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I'm doing simply splendid. We heard that you were back in town, but it has been some time since you have been back.
Oh, you know what? Once you disappear into the basement of a place, you kind of vanish and come back a month later.
Warble is comes running in from the other room and is like, Elkwood! Ah. Elkwood, how lovely to see you.
Ah, yes, same to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely splendid. Hearing of all the things that you've done and how you disappeared, much like our town's founder, Layman, it's quite funny. I think that you and him have a lot in common.
Yes, something like that. Like, it's the old history of... yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep that on the wraps for a bit.
The only thing that you know is that Vaz Lorraine was, like, researching stuff about it, and she had, like, a theory that he was, like, a great liar and deceiver.
It was all bullshit.
Yeah, it was all bullshit, but...
Yeah, wasn't it that, like, he brainwashed the entire town or something like that?
You know that,
Or that was the theory that he was doing some big
right, yeah.
Charm.
It was something along those lines, but obviously, like, Vaz only knew, like, certain bits, and it was just through, like, research proximity. It was just sort of like, you know, like the strings on the corkboard kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She was doing that kind of stuff. So
trying to find Pepe Sylvia. Yeah.
Not abstract, but like all very distant facts, sort of pointing to that. And she probably just fucking hated this town anyway, so she sort of reveled in the idea that they're all deceived.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother him, but like he doesn't want to spoil this. He doesn't want to destroy the smile of this little girl. Of course, yeah. She seems so happy all the time. I'd rather not do that. But he just kind of smiles. Like he's a bit weary, kind of like tired. I mean, like we've just been traveling like nonstop at this point, and like he's like, yes, I'm coming to return, and honestly, I found something that might interest you. And he kind of brings out the star knife of Clips.
Her eyes just go wide.
Yes.
Just like the stars in the star knife are reflecting in her big bulbous eyes, and she's just like, Elkwood, this is legendary. this item, it's talked about in whispers here. We have drawings of it and manuscripts and stories of Desna the making it. And she's starstruck is the most on point pun that I can make about this, but it's true. She has never seen this before. And she didn't even know it, like, actually existed. It was sort of just like...
Oh, God, I thought it was just something... Oh, didn't know I was on Blow Her Little Mind there.
No, all you right. did. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so... But...
Well, think about it. This thing was created for one purpose. To open the Dream Gate.
Hmm. So, he kind of just looks at... Because he had no idea what the actual deeper meaning of it was at that point. So, he's just kind of... looking at it differently at this point. You know, I actually had no idea. I mean, it was a gift from the Yukage elves, actually.
The Yukage?
Yes. Well, I guess it doesn't hurt to say, but, I mean, we were actually in the Mwangi.
Well, it takes longer than a month to get to the Mwangi.
Well, there's a lot that we've discovered, and over the course of a month, found different areas to get across the world. Of course, it requires things like this. And he pulls out the hunter's arrowhead as well, which I have no idea if she could figure it out.
She could see it and see that it has some massive significance, but obviously her area of expertise is Desna thing, so.
Yeah. But he kind of just discusses it like with things. Well, could you tell me a little bit more about this blade then? And about the... Because he, like, at this point, like, I don't know. It'd just be cool as hell because he's, like, cool and acrobatic now. So he's just, like, spinning on his fingers.
Yeah,
so it creates,
yeah.
like, the galaxy and stuff inside.
So, I mean, she looks it over and she's just... I mean, she's more, like, mystified by it. And so, you know, that you... she talks about how, like, it had been passed down through, like, many different elven hands and stuff like that, and just how its presence was well known, and it was, like, well documented at some point. It was just that, like, it had just disappeared.
But it's that old. Wow.
Yes.
Since it's a key.
Think about how old the Iodar is.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of, I was thinking about it, and that there's multiple keys, kind of, like, that there's, like, maybe another thing to get this thing open instead of just one key to make a gate. But the fact that it was also in the Mwangi, which would be far enough away from the particular portal room, basically.
Yeah.
But he kind of don't know, he like thinks about it like as he's describing it and just kind of holding it a bit. And because it's cold iron, it kind of has like a probably a heavy feel to it, but it's like ethereal. And he's like, well, I had new knowledge. And actually, have you been to the Citadel as of late?
No. I do go talk to my bumble brashes every now and then, but the kobolds are quite certain that it was theirs last time I was there. So I've met my bumble brashes out in the front yard.
I feel at one point I do need to go down.
I did tell them that my last name is Bumblebrasher, but they did not make the connection, I don't think.
Well, if you ever decide to come down, make sure you let me know and I'll get you down there.
Yes, if do you tell her that this is like a key to the Iodara, or do you just kind of like...
Well, I like, say it's possible hint, okay. Relation to it.
She goes, yes, if you have more things to show me, absolutely.
Well, there is an enchanting statue of Desna.
There are more things in the bottom of the Citadel?
Oh, yes. That was... Well, I'm not sure how ventured you are in other gods and goddesses, but there's actually quite a number of them down there. 6, I believe, in total.
I was unaware that the Hell Knights cared or worshipped the elven gods.
I do not think it was them. I think perhaps the Citadel was built on top of something that has been there for far longer. It is ancient.
It's quite strange, then, that the Hell Knights would have just left it.
Oh.
Well, I suppose when the Queen calls you back to Mercia, you go regardless of what reasons you might have to stay here.
Yes, but you're welcome to come down and take a look.
Absolutely. Yes,
you see a congregation of people coming in as the night is perfectly clear and you can see through the moon windows up top.
Hmm.
You can see that the night is like beautiful and the moon shining bright.
He goes, would you please join the congregation? It's a clear night. We can see the moon and the stars perfectly fine.
I'm not too sure. I'm not a follower of Desna. I
don't need to be a follower to experience wonderful dreams, Elkwood.
And kind of thinks back from the other night of like the more nightmares he had,
the horrifying
of everyone dying. I suppose, as long as I can maybe sit in the back, I kind of just want to be alone-ish. Like, if there's an area that I can perch.
Fine, if you want to be one of those people who sits in the back during the worship, that's fine.
Where all the cool kids are, I believe.
Right, the cool kids. Yes, or the teenagers.
Yeah.
Very well. So you guys
go into the large atrium. It's sort of like a, it looks like a greenhouse almost, you know, like full glass windows all the way around with like the trees and leaves and everything all over the place. And as you walk in and the moon begins to come up, the star knife at your side glows.
It just kind of picks it up and just kind of stares into it. And it's kind of mesmerizing.
Yeah, the star knife sort of illuminates like where you are, and people are like looking back, like, "What was he doing?" And they're like,
"Stop! Stop looking at me!
Put your star knife away, Sistrak."
I have no idea what I have.
That's right. In a way, these people do not understand what you have.
They're all plebs. I am a true worshipper.
It's unfortunately made out of a radioactive material.
Oh, I don't feel my face anymore.
So yeah, the Kelling comes up and Warble sort of off to the side, and he begins to like go through the regular sort of sermon, talking about the dreams and Desna and the night sky and the moon and the stars and how they all sort of intertwine and how they sort of like lead people, you know, like through their dreams and like peace. And you also sort of fall into this trance as well. And, well, in most churches, it's probably frowned upon to sleep during the sermon. For Desna worshippers, it makes a lot of sense. Everyone just sort of, meh.
Well, like, you know, say a 30-minute sermon, you can take, like, a little 30-minute nap.
I want to fall asleep. Get the head priest up here.
And as everyone is sort of falling asleep, you feel just, like, this warm glow, and it, like, surrounds you. And juxtaposed to the dream that you had nights ago, this one is you just, like, floating through the cosmos. It's sort of still that, like, dream state where, like, nothing really makes sense and you can't, like, focus on anything necessarily. But it's so much peace within you. And you feel a lot better after this.
Yeah, I think probably when he wakes up, he's, like, kind of tears are coming down his face.
Yeah,
it's just, like, it's kind of like when you don't have a good night's sleep in a while and then you finally have one, you're just like, oh my god, this is...
Wait a minute, I don't feel like shit.
Yeah, it legit I'm changes things.
Well rested? Yeah, you feel very, very well rested. So, as you are waking up and everyone is sort of like doing their stretches and stuff like that, I'll tell you mechanically.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Gain a moderate boon.
Oh,
what? Wow,
nice.
That's sick.
So you get this once. So you get it like once for now. But bringing that star knife to show other worshippers of Desna, one that you particularly cared for, gives you I will give you a moderate boon. Desna, twist fortune in your favor. Once per day, after determining the result of a check, you can re-roll the check and take the new result.
Oh shit! I'm gonna try to remember this.
Yes. So, yeah. Just
sticky notes everywhere. Yeah,
just write down Desna moderate boon, and then I'll.
I declare moderate boon.
I would declare moderate boon.
Turns out all you had to do was show off your ice to all the poor people.
I'm a true worshipper. Oh, you're stupid. I don't like you.
But this is sort of connecting. Part of Desna back to like worshippers who clearly know a lot about her. They love Desna. They feel her. You know, it's a congregation here. As I said, 30 acolytes are in this place. So it's not this isn't some like, you know, small town church, or it isn't just some, it's not like a temple to Arastil. Like, this is a temple of Desna.
Mm-hmm.
And you showing this to Warble, it almost like strengthens her faith to know that like, there is a physical presence of Desna, like, in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with, like, Desna worship, it's all like, oh, dreams, you know, they're prophetic and all that kind of stuff. But those are all just, like, things in your imagination, or they're, you know, they're sort of just visions. This is, like, a tangible thing that she was able to hold. And so Desna found favor in that.
Hmm.
So as you walk out, the moon is just sort of looming down on you, and you just you feel like the great like power and luck with it, and that is manifested in a moderate boon.
Very nice.
And
actually, since it is dreams, he might return at a different point during the to kind of talk about the other one.
Yeah.
Hey, why not go to a dream goddess? Talk about dreams.
As you go walking out, Benson, where were you going for the night?
Well, I guess I'll do my shopping for the runes on my armor tomorrow. I guess I'll just go to Cadence Keg and just enjoy my time.
As you you and Kezra go walking to Cadence Keg, people are still like pointing at you and like, oh my god, it's them! Look at it. And as you like walk in, people are like, "Oh, the heroes of Breachill! They've come to bless us with their presence. Please tell us great stories about all of your adventures." They're like begging you for stories and like crowding around you.
You do your thing, Ezra.
I'd actually like to sit quietly for once.
Wow, really?
Everybody out of my way! I just want a table.
As everyone's just like, all right, well, you better come back tomorrow with another story.
No. Don't tell me what to do. Just get out of my way.
Everyone sort of shuffles away all disgruntled and stuff.
You went to the wrong place.
This is my watering hole. This is where I get drunk.
I feel like any place would be bad in general for right now. Like, he's back. Every bar would be like, oh, Tails, I need to hear something.
he just woes up and he gets a beer and he just goes and sits at a corner table. Gets out, and he actually gets out a book.
As the two of you sit there,
you can read.
I like everyone at the table is like, "What? A book?"
Okay, he grabs two beers.
There you go. Okay.
Pulls the book out, and Benson just like looks at his glass.
There's their pictures of this.
Bartender, how many cups have I had? Is that Kezra with a book?
As the crowd has dispersed, there was one woman standing there, looking right at you, Benson.
Do I recognize?
Oh, my brother Benson.
Lionel, what the hell are you doing here?
I'll see you guys next time.
Whoa! Oh, more family!
What's going on, everybody? This is Timmy from the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. You may also know me as the voice of Adelar Vaynor, Cleric of Avatar. You might not know, but we are all over the internet. We have a Twitter, at Dragon Punch Pod, Facebook, Dragon Punch Squad Pod, and Instagram, Dragon Punch Squad. If you want to join our fantastic Discord, full of great people, supportive, budding GMs, players, got discourse, add us on Twitter for an invite link and we'll be sure to get you in. Also, speaking of our Twitter, we have a link tree that links to all of our links to, you know, the Facebook, the Instagram, everything. Oh yeah, and did you know we have merch? DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. We got anything you could ever want. We got hats. We got shirts. We got mugs. You want it? It's there. Also, if there's something that you want that's not there, just shout us out. We could probably get it in the shop. And finally, be sure to spread the goodness of the DPS to your friends and family. Word of mouth. Also, leave us a 5-star review on the podcasting app that you use. That helps us a ton for discovery so that other people can hear the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. All right, that's enough of that. Keep punching, punchers.